최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we take a look at a few headlines that popped up this week. 오늘의 첫 번째 기사 제목 이렇습니다. 황사 오후 전국 확산 주말까지 공기 답답인데요. 슬퍼요. 아니 날씨는 풀렸는데 주말마다 비도 오고 또 이제는 황사까지 정말 답답하네요. 여기 키워드는 답답인데요. 답답하다 means stuffy. If we're talking about the air, it could be stuffy, muggy, or heavy. 근데 또 마음도 답답할 수도 있잖아요. So you could use that in a sentence when you talk about how frustrated you feel. Like your heart feels a bit stuck. It's a bit stuffy as well. You can use the same phrase 답답. Hada. So yellow dust, which is 황사, it's quite different to fine dust, which we know as 미세먼지. The yellow dust from China, from the deserts in China, will spread across the country in the afternoon, stuffy air, until this weekend.
오늘 오후부터 전국으로 황사가 확대하고 주말까지 공기가 답답할 것으로 보인다고 하는데요. 외출하실 때는 꼭 KF80 이상의 마스크를 꼭 착용하시고요. 미세먼지 상황을 자주 확인하시고 그렇게 생활하면 좋을 것 같습니다.
So they're saying that it might be best to wear a mask that is over KF80. And nowadays we have KF94 or things like that as well. So when you go out, make sure you have the appropriate mask on. And of course, check the fine dust situations frequently.
토요일인 내일까지도 황사 영향으로 미세먼지 농도가 매우 나쁠 것으로 예상된다고 하니까요. 호흡기가 약하신 분들은 어린이와 노약자는 되도록 야외 활동을 자제하시는 것이 좋을 것 같습니다.
So for the elderly and the children with weak respiratory systems, it is recommended to refrain from outdoor activities as much as possible since the fine dust levels are expected to worsen because of the yellow dust until this weekend. So keep that in mind as we look forward to Saturday and Sunday. Speaking of pollution, our next headline says
담배 가게 줄이고 가격 올리고 뉴질랜드 금연국가 실험인데요. 실험
means an experiment. 실험을 하고 있는데요. 바로 금연, which means non-smoking or stop smoking, no smoking. So you'll see these 금연 signs in like the bathrooms, the bus stops, buildings and restaurants and things like that. So apparently, cutting down on the number of tobacco shops, raising prices, and New Zealand tests non-smoking country. So
뉴질랜드 언론에 따르면 2025년까지 금연 국가가 되기 위해 전국의 담배가게 수를 크게 줄이는 방안을 추진하고 있다고 합니다.
According to the New Zealand media, the government is pushing to drastically reduce the number of cigarette shops nationwide to become a non-smoking country by the year 2025.
또 담배 니코틴 함량 축소, 젊은이들이 흡연을 시작하지 않도록 담배 구매 연령을 매년 한 살씩 올리는 방안도 생각하고 있다고 합니다.
That's quite creative as well. I think that's great news. Plans to reduce the nicotine content of cigarettes and also raise the age of tobacco purchases every year to prevent young people from even starting to smoke. Kind of fighting back with prevention as well. Hopefully it becomes a quite successful experiment. Maybe we can bring that on to Korea as well. Good luck to New Zealand as they try to become the first, or not the first actually, 금연 국가, non-smoking country. Coming back, we do have lots of messages coming in. We'll introduce them in just a bit. In the meantime, here is Daybreak.
사랑.